leader!
Order, order.
Parliament's under urgency, set to continue that way through till Thursday evening, when the House will adjourn for a week, returning for a final fortnight sitting period before rising for the long summer holiday. The government's leader of the House, Gerry Brownlee, moved the urgency motion at the end of question time, citing the need to pass three bills, starting with one to provide supervision for offenders deported from Australia.
The Returning Offenders Management Information Bill comes as a response to what is expected to be an increased flow of deportees coming into this country, and it seeks to have those deportees who have got criminal records, even though they've served their time, to be treated just as New Zealanders would be, New Zealand domicile convicted people would be as they leave prison for the various range of offences that would be covered under this provision.
Mr. Barney got the votes he needed for his urgency motion to pass from the government's usual support parties, United Future, ACT and the Māori Party, and obtained the leave of the House to have question times on Wednesday and Thursday as usual. And among today's questions was one for Justice Minister Amy Adams, who confirmed that although the policy behind today's legislation had been under development since February, drafting of the bill itself only began late last month.
I instructed officials to work with the PCO to begin drafting the legislation as a priority following Cabinet's confirmation of the policy on Monday the 27th of October. As pursuant to the Cabinet manual, drafting instructions cannot be given until then. I instructed officials to begin developing the policy following the initial advice on the issue in February of this year.
Questions for Amy Adams then included this one from her Labor shadow, Jacinda Ardern.
Why did her government begin drafting this legislation so late when she knew about this issue as early as December of last year?
The Honourable Amy Adams.
Well, Mr Speaker, firstly, the member is wrong. I first received advice on this issue in February of this year. The drafting of the legislation is very different from the development of the policy. That began as soon as I became aware of the issue.
Supplementary question, Jacinda Ardern.
If the Minister only knew this was an issue in February, why did her government progress the extended supervision order legislation in April last year, a law which applies to returning offenders as well? But this bill instead will go through a rushed, flawed, last-minute process.
The Honourable Amy Adams.
Mr Speaker, there were a number of issues that changes to the PPO and the ESO regimes were intended to address, one of which was about returning offenders. But I can point out to that member that offenders have been being deported to New Zealand for years and years and years without any supervision. No member in this House was unaware that that was happening. That has always been the case. And unlike Labor, we're doing something about it.
Supplementary.
Order. Order.
Before Amy Adams draws further unfavourable comparisons with her political opponents across the chamber, PCO is the Parliamentary Council Office, PPO is the Public Protection Order, and ESO stands for Extended Supervision Order. Now, a final question for the Minister from Jacinda Ardern.
How many offenders have entered in New Zealand in the last year due to being deported from Australia when her government knew it was an issue and cannot be subject to this monitoring regime because of its late entry into Parliament?
The Honourable Amy
Mr.
Adams.
Mr Speaker, I don't have the number covering the last year, but I can tell that member that it was considerably less than the estimated 700 that arrived under the Labor government with no supervision.
Order! Order!
Also today, the House unanimously condemned the terrorist attacks in Paris on Friday.
The Honourable Bill English, Acting Prime Minister.
Mr Speaker, I move that this House condemn the terrorist attacks in Paris and extend its condolences to the families and friends of those killed and injured. I'd also like to acknowledge Her Excellency Mrs Florence Jean-Blanc Riesler, France's ambassador to New Zealand, who is in the Speaker's gallery today. Mr Speaker, New Zealanders were deeply shocked by the brutal events that unfolded in Paris 3 days ago. Our hearts go out to the innocent people caught up in this despicable act of terrorism.
Acting Prime Minister Bill English, I'm Tom Frewin, and this program was made with funding from Parliament.